This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you drinking some coffee yet? Like I suggested at the top of the hour. And it is the top of the hour. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also 821r.com. That's the shortcut. All right. Lots of things going on here. The race has begun. The radio race. Anyway, lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. All right. Now we're ensconced behind the blackened microphone. We are culturally and racially diverse when it comes to microphones. We have red ones, we have gold ones, we have blue ones, we have pink ones with polka dots, purple polka dots, here on this radio show. And they all sound the same, actually. Some have a little bit better. Some of it you can get better sound at a distance than even close up. But the whole radio thing is a fascination to me. Anyway, Venezuela is going to be top on the list here in this hour. We're going to come out and talk about New California and all the things going on with the new movement. We're going to just sort of put the new movement out there for everybody to see. Now, one of the things I want to try and get across to everybody so you're abundantly clear on this new movement is that it is a new movement to try and get you to not be Californicated. We are the anti-Californicationists. That's what we are. In other words, we're going to stop the Californication. And we will spread like butter around the nation, which we are doing right now. People are catching on to what it's all about. And the other side doesn't like it, but they don't know what to do about it. It's kind of a quintessential. I'm sure that they're going to come up with some sort of lawsuits or whatever. But I think that all things in due time. Did you get your coffee? Because I just got handed to me in my grubby hand. Well, it's not too grubby. But it was doing some very strange things yard work-wise yesterday. So just to let you know. Yeah, the Sunday was a good time in the morning to do some work. Take me away from all the things that happened on Saturday, which was an absolute spectacular success. The New California State Convention. Constitutional Convention. Number 3. By the way, who else is doing a Constitutional Convention? No one. Us. Just New California. Oh, they're out doing fundraising, you know, so that they can get paid type stuff. No, we're not doing that. We're actually doing work. Real legislation. We'll read you some of the... Well, we'll just read them on air. Heck with it all. By the way, grievance number 50, is it 53? Shocking. Shocking. Don't want to forget about grievance number 53 coming up tomorrow in your local county areas, right? So we're going to catch everybody on board with that one so we can get the grievances rocking and rolling and get the spoken word out. We're already at 53. We were. Do you believe it's a quest? It is a quest, and it's working. Anyway, so Venezuela. This has been something of a problem for everybody. Of course, the Venezuela thing, bloodbaths, the Pope says. This is what we're seeing here. Split Venezuela fights for military's loyalty. Okay. Desperation gripping the nation. Children scavenge for food. Soldiers run out of patience. Standoff. This is, I'm reading from the Drudge Report. Standoff may worsen misery. Guaido. Now, I think they misspelled his name here. But he's the guy, and he's the darling that that the U.S. recognizes as the leader. Plans massive rallies. Pressure mounts on Maduro. USA calls on world to pick a side. Trump floats force. EU gives ultimatum, and Russia warns on military intervention. Pope fears bloodbath. So let's go on. The Russia warns on military intervention. It says the United Nations, Jan 26. This was Saturday. The United States, considering all options in relation to Venezuela, is dangerous. And is dangerous, and any potential military intervention there should be avoided at any cost, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations said on Saturday. U.S. has now stated all options are on the table, which is dangerous. Vasily Nebelzev, Nazia, there you go, I said it right. it's like a clock who's, a broken clock is right twice a day. Says, told reporters that on the sidelines of the UN Security Council, if it evolves into something more militarily, that is even more regretful. We think it should be avoided at any cost, he said. Oh, don't do it. Says, Washington has recognized Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Okay, see, this is, there's some, I'm really big on the misspelling thing because my senior English teacher, Mrs. Gunn, taught me those things. Man, I hated her guts. I did. See, I'm triggered. I am triggered by Mrs. Gunn, but I love her to death. She was so right. And I was so wrong as a snot-nosed 17-year-old, right? She was absolutely right. I loved her. I told you guys maybe the epiphany I had about Mrs. Gunn and what a great teacher she was. I think I was 20, so 10 years later. I'm grading my students' papers, their biology papers. And I'm grading them. And I'm looking down, and I've got a red pen, and I'm scorching these guys. I'm every little detail. I'm just scorching them. Then I had the epiphany. Mrs. Gunn, who just scorched me from stem to stern. First semester was a D+. Second semester, it was a C-. I would have taken the D+ over the C- because there was a plus and a minus. Get it? I felt demeaned with the minus. I was triggered. But, you know, I was struggling. And everything I wrote, I just couldn't get her to agree to anything I was doing because I was doing it all wrong. Of course, sentence structure, everything was all wrong. And that's why those red marks were appearing on all the papers that she gave me. Back, of course, with the D minus grade and F. I never got an F grade for turning it. It just, the sentence structure was, sometimes when she wanted sentence structure and you didn't do it, she gave you an F. That'll set you off, won't it? That'll really set you off. Anyway, so much for Mrs. Gunn. I was triggered. But anyway, so I'm struggling on this Juan Guaido. Guaido. It's not spelled right. I mean, it is spelled right. I think the Reuters guys have it right. As the interim president, it says this is Washington has recognized this guy as the interim president and called for Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro to step down. Russia opposes the move, reporting. Okay. So anyway, that's where we stand in all this stuff. Now, of course, it's chaos. Will there be military intervention? I believe there could be. Absolutely. That's why there's desperation that's gripping the nation as we speak. which is the next article that's coming out of CNN. I like some of the CNN international reporting. I have to admit it. Every once in a while, it's like a clock. It's correct about twice a day if it's broken. CNN does have some pretty good international reporting, so I'm going to turn to the CNN article that I found yesterday. Now, they've updated this morning. This is new, fresh material I have not seen. Or it's the same thing from what I saw yesterday. But we're going to get into this in a second because we got the music coming up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, newcaliforniastate.com. Get all the news and information about that. We're freshening up the website as we speak, by the way. News and things like that. Where's the next convention going to be anyway? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're back. I'm going to get a little advice here from Steve Hilton for the president. Before we get into the Venezuelan thing, crushing Venezuelan news, some advice from Steve Hilton. I was kind of listening to this last night.
Let's be clear. This is a moment of utmost seriousness. For years, your leaders failed to address one of the biggest issues of our age, the challenge of rising global migration. President Trump tried to force some progress on that incredibly serious issue with the government shutdown. In response, your leaders and your media behaved like children, treating the whole thing like a game.
Trump backs down. The federal government is back open after a sudden concession by President Trump.
Is it fair to say that Trump caved and Nancy Pelosi won?
Government's open. President Trump caved. Democrats won this fight.
There's a four-letter word to describe what we just saw, and that's cave.
No wall, just a cave.
For goodness sake, let's get serious about this. Here are some simple truths. First, this is not a crisis of President Trump's making. He's trying to solve a problem that's been left to fester by politicians in both parties for decades. Since 1986, to be precise. That year's Immigration Reform and Control Act was supposed to be a one-time fix. Amnesty for otherwise law-abiding illegal immigrants in exchange for severe penalties for employers hiring new illegal immigrants. It was a total failure. The amnesty happened, but the employer verification system turned out to be a joke. The result, a huge new incentive for illegal immigration, the exact opposite of what was promised. One way or another, that failure has shaped the immigration debate ever since. But now, with this president, who is clearly committed to border security, we have a chance to break free from the traps of the past. So here's my advice to President Trump. Seize that chance of a historic breakthrough. Go big. Demand real border security, not just 5 billion, but 25. Call it border infrastructure. Everyone seems to be in favor of infrastructure, including enhanced fencing so that Democrats can live with it. But don't stop there. Correct the failure of the 1986 Act with a tough national e-verify system. Include visa tracking to spot those who enter through airports, too. In exchange, accept that a prize that big won't be won by an offer that is small. Protection for dreamers and others. If real border security and e-verify are in place, well, then it can be permanent, not temporary. Make that offer. Then go out to the country and sell it every day between now and February the 15th. Show that you are the leader with a long-term plan. You are the unifier. You are the reasonable one. And at the end of all that, if the Democrats are still just saying no, well, you'll have no choice but to deliver your election promise on your own. But to supporters of President Trump who hope for that outcome because they don't want to pay the price of a deal with the Democrats, remember this, a wall decreed by executive order could end up being a wino, a wall in name only. Far better to get a deal done and a wall actually built. Every supporter of the president in Congress or the country, on this network or anywhere else, must realize that this moment could be make or break for the president's re-election. Don't box him in. Don't come out with stupid red lines that limit his room for negotiation. Give him the space to make a deal, a big one, a historic one, a deal that finally fixes our catastrophically broken immigration system.
Steve Hilton, or Hinton, Hilton, Stevie boy, speaking last night. I was pretty impressed with it, actually. And that's why I wanted everybody to hear it, so that you have a clue of what's going on here. And The Next Revolution, which is his show, of course, we've actually been... They talk about The Next Revolution. He's talked about New California on The Next Revolution. And just to kind of, you know, give it... I got to tell you that I was listening to... Hinton. I was listening to Maria Bartiromo yesterday. I was on her show. And I do have to say that I thought her show yesterday was absolutely exemplary with Devin Nunez from Kern County, California, or Tulare County, California. He was on and talking about all the things that are going on with the whole thing with the FISA court and all this other stuff. And she was brilliant. I got to tell you, I think she is the best of all people on Fox. I really do. And she's usually on Fox. Well, she's on in the mornings on Fox Business because she's fantastic. But I think that she was absolutely incredible. I don't think we're going to play it today. We got too much to do. But just to kind of, I'm going to give a shout out to her because there's a lot of people at Fox. They're kind of going the other way. Why are they going the other way? Because, you know, there's liberal sons that are now in charge at Fox, and that's why it's going to go down down for them. But, you know, Trump is in a position right now with this border wall that I think he's going to win. He'll prevail. He'll absolutely prevail in what's going on. And I think that this whole Nancy Pelosi thing is going to blow up in her face, which is going to happen. He's going to give 3 weeks, and then basically he's going to turn it over. And I ran this so that you get the feel that it would be nice if he ran around the country. Yeah, he did a little tour, a 3 or 4 day between now and then, to kind of fire up the troops, get a couple rallies going to build the wall so that they put pressure on. I think that he needs to get out of Washington. I think that he's been there long enough. It's now time to take this little thing to the country and really put pressure, because he can. You get Trump out there on the trail, and you know what's going to happen there. People love to see him and want to be around him, and they're going to put pressure on people. I think that this is a defining moment. It's one of the defining moments, not the whole thing, but I think it's a big moment for United States history to get this done. And, of course, that just I think that when he gets it done, because he will, it's just going to slam the other side. And he has his ways, as you know. And that's always the good thing, to know that he's got his ways. Okay, anyway, we have to get along with our ways as well. And the big one is going to be what is going on with Venezuela. That is that's kind of a thing that's out there. Huh? Venezuela? You say Venezuela? Yeah, man. I say Venezuela. No Venezuela for you. I know we love to talk like that, don't we? So, Venezuela. Desperation gripping the nation. Children scavenge for food. Standoff may worsen misery in Guaido. See, they misspelled it. Plans massive rallies. Okay, so pressure on Maduro. I like the one about the military intervention. But the Pope fears a bloodbath. All right. Oh, let's weigh in on the good Pope, right? Yeah, he's an authoritative one to be weighing in, the good communist that he is. This is aboard papal plane, AFP. This is from AFP. It says today, wherever he's flying around. It says Pope, well, you know, he's on the other side of the country. Yeah, he's really on the, Pope Francis said Monday he was terrified the political crisis enveloping Venezuela would descend into a bloodbath. What am I afraid of? A bloodbath. The first Latin pontiff? Oh, they said that. See, you're not supposed to know he's from Latin America, right? Or did you know? Did you know he's from Argentina? It says the first Latin American pontiff told journalists aboard a plane on his return trip from Panama, adding that the problem of violence terrifies me. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Guaido have been locked in a power struggle since Guaido proclaimed himself acting president Wednesday amid fierce protests over economic woes. Is California going the way of Venezuela? Let's talk to Guaido.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Just so I tell you, you are truly a man of the people. I've known you've been through a lot.
These are my people right here.
Absolutely. The governor, I have one request before we start the show. Can I talk to the audience first? And usually, you know, politicians are in and out, not you. These are your people. You represent the people of Texas. So we're hearing some breaking news about the border wall and the standoff that cost so many people their jobs and put their paychecks on hold. It looks as though the president of the United States is going to have to wait to see if he's going to get the border wall funding. Where do you stand on that?
Well, first, I'm proud that the men and women who are members of the Border Patrol, who are ICE agents, who are NSA and TSA agents, they're finally going to get the paycheck they deserve. We need these people paid and working on the border. But now is the time. There's no more excuses. Everybody in Washington, D.C. has to go to work right now and solve this problem. Texas is at the front of this, and we're tired of having to deal with the consequences of it. Congress has to step up and pass a law that's going to do more than just secure the border. It's going to fix a broken immigration system in the United States.
From catch and release and the attraction here now, the numbers are staggering. They say it's been up 80% now, the amount of families coming to the border demanding asylum. Nothing against them personally, but just that's not the way our immigration system has been built to work. And they're not coming from Mexico. They're coming from the Triangle countries, making their way here. And we've seen the caravan after caravan. We've been covering it on Fox News. Now, Governor, in the big picture, the president's stuck on the wall, but says it's got to be part of the process. If you look at some of the stats, in Texas, they're not necessarily in favor of the wall. It almost breaks 50-50. Where do you stand?
Listen, we've had a wall for a long time now, and I've talked to Border Patrol agents, law enforcement officials, and I've seen it myself. The wall works. It works as a funneling device to make sure that people don't come in illegally. I was talking to Border Patrol agents moments ago, and they were talking about where there are gaps in the wall. That's where the people are coming in. So we've seen proof of it just last month when you had the caravan in San Diego, on the Mexico side of San Diego. What stopped that caravan from coming into California?
It was a fence. It was flats.
It was the fence. I mean, you can call it a fence. You can call it a wall. What we've seen in the past and what multiple presidents, whether it was President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, they all agreed that barriers of some form or another are an essential component of having a secure border. Americans want a secure border. We expect Congress to deliver a secure border.
So you have 54 miles of fence. You're going to start 22 miles from last year's money. You're just starting. It's not your fault. It's a federal government thing. They're going to get up and running to start building last year's money, spending last year's money and build 22 miles. It's going to start in February. You need 130 miles. No one's saying that it's got to be steel. No one's saying it's got to be cement. No one's saying it's got to be slats. We want to do what works. So in the big picture, what do you want to see what happens in February when Democrats and Republicans come together and make an announcement that they've agreed on something?
If they're really going to fix it, they have to do more than that. Will a barrier help? Absolutely. Will a barrier solve everything? Absolutely not. We need more Border Patrol agents. We need greater enforcement. We need to reform our laws. The way the laws work now is if somebody comes from Mexico illegally, they can be immediately repatriated or sent back to the country from which they come.
Right.
If they come from Honduras or Guatemala or China or anywhere, Iran or Iraq, they have to go through a long, drawn-out process that can take years. The reason why you're seeing these caravans of families is because they come saying they're seeking asylum. Right. That puts them in the process for a long time. We got to fix that system.
Governor, here's how it fans out. One out of every five kids in Texas in school doesn't speak English. Now, every kid that walks into school by a 1980s law has to, you don't ask where he or she is from, you say, take a seat. So is it fair to the students of Texas, to the families of Texas, that people come here from another country, don't pay into the system, but yet teachers have to have expanded classrooms and have to change possibly their curriculum and study plans in order to curtail go to those kids?
Yeah, interestingly, it was several decades ago, a Texas school challenged this, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said that we did have to provide them an education. Since that time, it has meant that it's cost a whole lot more in the state of Texas.
You're already spending $60 billion on
right. And
education.
And then, of course, it's providing what's called ESL, English as a second language, as well as additional training. So it's just one of the complexities that we're dealing with as a consequence of a broken immigration system.
And again, and of course, the broken immigration. Listen, in California, I hate to tell the rest of the nation this, we've been here and done that, and now we're getting it done to us by our own people. The ESL and all this other good stuff, right? Now, back in 1996, this was the problem that we confronted in California with Prop 227, I believe it was, in which we required that all students graduating from high school had to be English proficient. Kind of got around that decision. And so it worked. And it was working quite well, actually. But then the repeal of Prop 227 took place in 2016. And it was overwhelming the repeal of it, of course. Now, so now we can speak Spanish, right? Or we can teach in Spanish. If anybody has a language barrier, well, we'll just speak to them and teach them in their own language. We will not assimilate through the English language immersion process, right? Hello? That's because California has decidedly turned left, socialist, communist. And here we are. They want this. That's why, that's an inducement. People don't have to come to this country and learn English any longer. What a problem that is, right? Now, this is the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing I was talking about. We used to, and again, it was primed. The pump was primed for all this back in 2007 and 8 by Arnold Schwarzenegger when he took away the categorical programs for superintendents to provide money that made basically money available for adult education. So what superintendents did, because they were so strapped for cash, this is K through 12 superintendents. They had charge of the California system for English language learning, right? Get it? Are you following me here? Schwarzenegger gave him the option, of course, superintendents, well, I need money for regular curriculum, so therefore goodbye to all these categorical programs, which Schwarzenegger gave him the option, teased him with it. So they got rid of adult education on the grand scale. So English language teaching for adults stopped. The largest assimilator device that we had in this nation stopped under Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's his legacy, and plus the Environmental California Air Resources Board, which is totally corrupt. All the stuff that went along with the, I don't know, AB 32 or whatever it was. See, the socialist that Schwarzenegger was screwed California. And then, of course, they repealed Prop 227 in 2016. What could possibly go wrong now in California that kids are not being taught in English? Or they're not learning English as they come in, which is exactly what's talking about here with Abbott. We come back. Now, what does this have to do with Venezuela? Everything. Because Texas, you're going to turn out just like California, and California's turning out just like Venezuela, which is the model that they want. That's why you have to support New California, which stops all this, so that we don't have to go through this with a new Texas. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
That Congress stop posing for cameras and start passing laws that will fix this system.
All right. You hear those people clapping? They also have some questions. I want you to meet Bianca Gracia. She's vice president of Latinos for Trump. Bianca, you think you have an opinion about the wall and the barrier, don't you?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much and good evening. I have worked really hard to make sure to get you elected. This past election and previous elections.
You were successful.
Well, it wasn't just all me by myself. But with that said, I want to know why you haven't taken a stronger stance vocally supporting our president. I know you're saying it right now, but vocally in the media, press releases, whatever it takes, I would like to see you have a stronger stance standing with our president, because we are at the forefront of this battle.
And what I've been doing that you haven't seen is I work constantly, sometimes on a weekly basis, sometimes on an every other week basis, working with the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen. My next meeting with her is next week. I visit with the president. I visit with the vice president. I visit a whole lot with John Kelly back when he was the chief of staff. I'm engaged with them constantly, working with them to make sure that they have the backing they need, they have the information they need, as well as working with Senators Cornyn and Cruz to make sure they're engaged and passing the laws that we need. We need one thing if we're going to solve this problem. We have to pass laws that will fix a broken immigration system and secure our border. And so I'm working with the members of Congress, as well as with the president and vice president and their staffs, including people like Jared.
Right. So, Bianca, you would like to see him speak out more and have maybe more press conferences like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough.
We'll do it.
The real dialogue.
It goes back to what I was saying about Congress earlier. More important, I believe, than talking to cameras is talking to people who can pass the laws who will truly fix the problem that we're all dealing with.
All right. You know, I remember your predecessor, Governor Perry, was very frustrated with President Obama was not aggressive enough, right?
And I sued him about it.
And what was the lawsuit?
Among other things, I filed 31 lawsuits against Barack Obama. The last one was against what turned out to be, and what I asserted to be, his illegal order rewriting the immigration laws, giving legal status to what are called DAPA parents. And that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we won.
Gotcha. Marvina Case is also here. Marvina, you are wondering what's going to happen if we don't continue to build the wall, right?
I am. What I'm really wondering is, what can Texas, as a Lone Star State, always standing up against issues, do to protect Americans, since the treasonous Democrats are trying to prevent us from being safe and putting illegal criminals, not immigrants, before us?
Well, being Texans, for one, we do expect Congress to do their job, but we're not going to wait around for them to do their job. So we've already taken action. Here's what we have done and what we will do again. Since I've been governor, Texas has already spent almost $2 billion to put law enforcement on the ground, to put cameras in the air, to put cameras on the ground, to put boats on the water, to better secure the border, but also to better secure our inland. Because remember this, the cartel members or the gang members or people who are coming across the border who may be trying to do harm here, they don't just stay at the border. They will go to San Antonio or Houston or Dallas or other parts of the country. And so we are out there making arrests of people who are dangerous, is one thing we're doing. Second thing that we did, Texas stepped up and we passed a law last session to ban sanctuary city policies in Texas.
So while Congress waits and while Washington deliberates, this is an ongoing issue here that's costing you a lot of money. Real quick, exit question. Governor, if the president finds out that there's no border wall funding in his deal on February 15th, would you be supportive of declaring a state of emergency and having him built himself?
I do think it's an emergency. I know it has to be done. And we want the president and Congress to do everything they can to make sure this problem gets fixed.
Right. And we're a long way from that. And we'll see. There's some level heads in Congress. We see Senator Warner, Senator Coons have come out and talked about they need a barrier. Even Steny Hoyer have said it. Hopefully people can put personal intramural fights behind them and start helping the people of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Governor, thanks so much.
Good to see you again.
Okay, so he ends it on California, which, of course, is the problem child and all this, right? How are you going to stop it when they're just giving money away that we do not have, which, of course, is exacerbating our financial problems in California, soon to be a crisis, and soon, obviously, in a situation where California is going to have to be declared in a state of insurrection. I mean, that's just the inevitable situation going on for California. Now, this is a particular problem for everybody because where does this all come from? Where does the pressure from all this illegal immigration come from, especially those that are OTMs other than Mexicans, other than Venezuelans? Where's it coming from? Well, it's coming from Venezuela. Yeah, we don't necessarily understand the connected dot there, but a lot of the illegal immigrants that are coming from Venezuela. And a lot of these illegal immigrants are not Venezuelan. They're from Iran and other Muslim countries in the Middle East. You know, because they do have the same color skin, right? They use the race thing to blend in with the Mexicans and others. And that's why we got that term called OTMs, other than Mexicans, that was brought out from Texas, as we were discussing years ago with the American Land Forces Institute, ALFI, Jack Pryor and his group, about how they were training up the Texas Rangers to do exactly what you just heard Governor Greg Abbott talk about that they're doing in Texas right now to stop the flood of illegal foreign nationals. What are we doing in California? And I have to admit, Kilby was wrong. California doesn't want your help. No. The totalitarians over here in California, the communists in the state capital, they want nothing more than to let it go. In fact, they're spending billions of dollars to encourage these people to come in. That's where it's the problem. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep Well, America!
Call 800-951-7213.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. With your host, Paul Preston.
So, show you how sensitive we are to the English language thing. A Duke University professor stepped down Saturday after sparking outrage for an email that encouraged her Chinese students to improve their English by committing to speaking it 100% of the time. Megan Lee Neely, an assistant professor of biostatistics and bioinformaniacs, I guess, reportedly emailed the student Friday in response to complaints by two of her colleagues who said they were disappointed that the students were not taking the opportunity to improve their English, according to screenshots of the exchange that was posted online. Neely encourages students to commit to using English 100% of the time on campus and professional settings and keep these unintended consequences in mind when you choose to speak Chinese, according to the university's paper, the Duke Chronicle. The screenshots of the emails exchange made the rounds of social media and stoked outrage. Medical school dean Mary E. Klotman apologized to Neely students in a letter and said that Duke's Office of Institutional Equity will investigate the incident. Ah! To be clear, Klotman said, there's absolutely no restriction or limitation on the language that you use to converse or communicate with each other. Your career opportunities and recommendations will not in any way be influenced by the language you use outside the classroom. Boy, was that woman stupid. So the woman resigns. No English for you, right? Well, this is the state that we're in now. The left doesn't want us to have any language skills. No English language skills. See, that's just it. Keep everybody separated, right? And keep them in a state of confusion. That's called, what is that called when you divide and conquer? One of the most fundamental things to the breakup of a nation is your language. Break it up, divide and conquer. Which is apparently what they have in mind for all of us now, isn't it? If you think about it, certainly here in California, the only reason why you have dropped Prop 227 in California so that you don't have to learn English in schools any longer, you can learn it in your native tongue, is to divide the population. And the whole effort behind 227 was to keep everybody united by one common language called English. Don't tell me that the totalitarians aren't here, ladies and gentlemen, because they are when you start doing stuff like that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com, and also certainly newcaliforniastate.com. It is rising. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.